Welcome back to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the expansion of consciousness and who are we really, and the evolution of humanity that we are at this time and space in the process of awakening. So I'm here in the beautiful Red Rock Crystal City of Sedona. Happened to run into my old friend, Marilyn Gavicki, and she is channeling the being called Zazar. And part of the excitement of this program that I like is to bring people on who channel, because you never know what's going to come out of their mouth. Is that true?
Absolutely.
So this is Marilyn before you become Zazar. But do you want to give a little background?
I've been a psychologist all my life. Okay. So let me preface it with that. 7 years ago, Zazar came. I realize now that I had been downloading information from him for my first book, mm-hmm. The Oneness of Being, Birthing the New Human. And then he came in full body to me, and I started channeling him 7 years ago, and it's been quite a ride. And mm-hmm. I decided to leave the field of psychology, a brave thing to do.
What does psychology think of the whole channeling phenomenon? Because it doesn't fit their paradigm. Right?
Well, they don't think much.
No, they don't.
That's the problem. So, going from that to being a channeler, but Zazar had so much important things to say. There was no question in my mind, Alan, I had to become this channeler. And I had to go through a period of having enough integrity to realize this wasn't me. Mm-hmm. I would like to have.
Do you know it's not you? I mean, because a lot of people channel a lot of things, and you know, we've been around. So how do you know? I'm not saying even if it's you, it's still great.
Of course it is. But you know, I would love to claim some of the wisdom that comes through, but it is so from the cosmos. There is no way that it can be me. And I went through probably 6 months to a year with Zazar, and he said, you're going to be in your own training program, learning how to do this work and have enough integrity. Also open the channel wide enough for this information to come through. You will hear it.
But I just want to say to you, you do have enough wisdom to bring through the infinite source.
Aren't you sweet?
I am.
Well, you know what the truth is about that?
Yeah.
I resonate that wisdom, which is why he comes through.
Right. So there might be, and I said this before, a merging where you and Zazar meld your, but maybe it is your future self or your higher, is that, or is it a separate being?
Well, to right now, he is a definite separate being. I know when I was young, I actually met Zazar on a craft.
Okay.
And so I know he is separate. We've had other lives together, but sometimes I get teased. My name is Marilyn. His name is Zazar. They call me Mazar when that merged. Isn't that funny?
That's good. So there will be in your evolution a point where you will be the all-wise knowing intelligence that we all are.
Exactly. So that's where we're all headed.
That is. So Zazar's kind of showing us a path to that.
What Zazar is here to do, Alan, is to help us realize, be a reflector to the truth of how magnificent all of us are. It's not about him. It's about his ability and through his vibration that he helps people realize higher lives they've had. They can bring them in now, those essences from higher incarnations. He reflects to us and helps us break out of those debris programs. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just sitting here with you and your, you know, team here, I see the magnificence. I mean, it's in the field. I see your magnificence. I see Diane and Jan's magnificence. I see, you know, there.
Well, I see yours. Oh.
Well, we were talking, you were saying, oh, how great God is that? And that's great. But, you know, it's for me to see it too. I think that's the
problem.
I could see your magnificence and I see how intent you want to deliver this message, but that's the big question. How do we see our own? Because you could say nice things to me, I could say nice things to you, but it doesn't matter.
Comes in discussions with people.
Yes.
He says to me often, you would think my job coming to Earth, reflecting the most magnificent part of people would be actually the most wonderful job in the world. But with humans, humans have so many blocks. And I can tell in a session, because I sit right beside him, when he's coming through to people, how people have these blocks, and they're like, yes, that's very nice, this information, but they can't take it
in. So that's the key. Forget Caesar. How do we take in our magnificent domain? But how do we get the fact that we are the, how do we get that in? How do we take it in? I mean, that's...
Well, when he comes out, that's a good question.
I am going to ask him that question.
You should.
But, you know, it's also not maybe for him to tell us. We have to find our own way through our own, you know, stuff that blocks.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So I can sit here and tell you how I find my magnetic, and it might shine some light on you that you go, oh, yes, that's helpful. Now magnify that by the light of the cosmos, and that says,
magnify your magnificence.
Yes, and his magnificence is so amazing.
But that's him, and that's great for him.
But he brings it to you.
But what I'm saying, yeah, no, I get that. But I think the magnificent comes through the at the moments where we least suspect it. Like, you know, we were fooling around, kidding around before the interview, and it's like, it's just spontaneous. It's not something we have to do. Well, I'll ask him that too.
That's a good question.
Because, you know, that magnificence is the key to the evolution of
absolutely.
Because we are. I mean, I can really see that about other people. I see it in these people right here.
But see, when you say it to them, then the programs come up. What does he want? What does he want?
Or not me. I'm just in a camp. I'm that way myself. It's like, no, thank you. No,
But let me tell you this. There is an energy he brings in that sort of disarms those programs. So, and I've watched this out. I've seen people all of a sudden begin to get their own magnificence. And we do need, we have so much debris. We have to quicken that process of dissolving.
I'm sort of getting it, just like sitting and the fun and the joy we just had. And
yes,
I'm getting, well, yeah, maybe I can do that just because it's fun. And it's just the kind of presence. But then when you go back, or you go home to your own private space, and it's like, where's that magnificence? What? Because it feels very egotistical to say, oh, look how magnificent. I know, but it's running.
It is running. I know. And this thing, people have these blocks to say, that is all me. But, and Caesar says, if we don't get, that is all me. That is
what's all me? What?
My magnificence.
Okay.
It's all me. And I have to then begin to let it open the doors to these gifts.
I feel very uncomfortable about it. I mean, in a way that I know it's just a block. It's like, okay, my magnificence. Nothing actually keeps me, but to acknowledge it is the thing that it feels like, I said, ego, because it's a program, or maybe but I think what you asked, a part of me feels like, no, it's probably old programs from family, like, oh, so it's like, no, you don't. I think something like it's like, why are you so happy, you know, and everyone else, and it's like, so it's like deep programs, and it's like, so when I reflect, yeah, on my magnificence, it's like, oh yeah, that program starts to emerge. I don't deserve it. I don't. How can I?
And guess what that program does?
What does it do?
Keeps it down.
I know. So how do we override the program? Well, that's us. That's a good way to start. But anyway, that was very good for me.
Well, this is even going to be better.
All right. Let's bring them through already. No. But no, it's fun really to play and have fun. That's magnificent for me. It's like, magnificent. You know, it's like the laugh.
But you to be spontaneous like that. Comes from that deep magnificence.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And my best friend. Caesar. I don't know who I like better.
Well, you don't know yet.
I haven't really met him. I did see glimpses. But okay. So what are we doing here, Marilyn? I'm
Caesar.
Okay. And how do you do that? I mean, curious, because channelings are like a science of
information. It's very much a science.
How do you actually bring them into your body?
So now I just have to Now I just have to.
Yes.
Be in a state that it's like a frequency signature. Mm-hmm. It's like a radio station. Now I know how to go there right away. An energy state comes from my consciousness. It opens the portal and he's here. So let's do it. So there's Alan. Mm-hmm. You are quite something. You know why? No, I tell you right away, you're going to rebuff me because no. I can tell. No, listen, because this is what you look like. Your magnificence is coming out of all these different portals of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then those portals have material that say no, no, mm-hmm. no. And you have those programs. And what is so beautiful about your question
mm-hmm.
is because it is the question that lies in every single human.
Yeah.
For you to be willing to bring up, how do we become magnificent?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just, can I back up?
Sure, back up all the way. Yeah, man.
I bet okay. you'd say that. So here is the thing. So much is happening on earth. Why does the human have to be in their magnificence? Because there is so much light coming in from the galactic sun and the extraterrestrials and the celestials. There's so much light right now coming into you. However, when you open up your magnificence, not from the ego, but from the very soul of who you are, you open up little portal doors to receive from others when they say to you, I love you, Alan. You are so magnificent. You are so beautiful. When you open those doors of your soul magnificence, it receives that resonation and knows immediately the truth of what they are saying or not.
Mm-hmm.
It recognizes mm-hmm. that, but it can take it in. When you take that in, it grows inside mm-hmm. and your magnificence forms an actual matrix of your soul light. And then you begin to recognize more and more the truth of who you are. And the seeds you came in with this life begin to open up and sprout. That's why I say to humans, your magnificence is so important to feel because it is an actual energetic field of frequency.
I believe that. I get the sense, but, and Bashar says, of course, follow your highest excitement and that's your magnificence. But when you say that, it's entering the soul and the portal. I only sense my egoic mind. I only sense the ego. I mean, the soul, how do you sense that soul part? That's the question, really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you are having fun,
mm-hmm.
are you doing that with your mind?
No, I'm just, yeah, no. No, of course not, but.
Where is that coming from?
I guess it is coming from a deeper essence.
Okay, let's call it deeper essence.
Okay.
So you telling me when you walked in today and you had such fun with everybody, and you are such light.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you fooling? You're not fooling me. I see your light pouring out okay. of you and then your mind going, wait a minute, old programs. Old
yes,
programs.
It's old program, yes.
Your mind, now, hear me out. If it is your mind that is analyzing this mm-hmm. essence, there is nothing in your mind, believe me, that can hold the truth of your magnificence. So it's going to filter it through what ego constructs.
And what's it filtering that through with someone?
In your mind.
Yes.
In your mind.
Yes.
Knows ego.
Yes.
And so when you stop to you say, oh, this fun came out of my essence. This love
yes.
came
yes.
out.
Yes.
And then your brain goes, oh, but it's I'm filtering through my ego. It's egoistic.
It's egoistic only in reflection. Maybe that's it. When you say, oh, you're so magnificent. It's like, well, oh, so you're saying when you say I'm so magnificent, you're saying this to my soul essence, not to my ego. Is that what you
exactly? I don't want to speak to your ego at all. Your ego wants to fight with me. I don't want that.
I don't
want to
fight. My ego.
No.
But I'm trying to make the inner distinction between. So you say to me, let's say, oh, you're magnificent. And I say, well, no, I'm not, because that's the ego saying, because the ego maybe
exactly.
isn't magnificent, or maybe it is, I don't know.
But no,
yeah,
you are right. The ego is who holds the human programs. Think
yes.
of it that way.
Yes.
So when you are told, oh, I see your light, the ego either wants to go good, I'm all that, or the ego wants to say, no, I'm nothing.
Right.
That's the ego. So if you try to take in
mm-hmm.
that absorb in that comment, I see your light, Alan. Through your brain, the brain has no place where the light can, it's a new concept. And so the, when the fifth dimensional mind field begins to expand its circuitry, that's mind field can begin to take in this truth because it is coming from your essence.
Okay, I think when you were talking there, I discovered what the problem or the, so when you say, you're magnificent, I say, no, I'm not. My ego is saying, it's not because the ego isn't. You're saying it to the soul, the essence, and the ego's. So I think the problem or the issue or the situation is the ego is too present in a lot of people as a personality self. And it's right to say, no, I'm the, well, maybe the ego is magnificent. I don't know. But the other part is what you're really talking to.
Listen, I'm Alan, the other part, you're exactly brilliant in saying this. Here's the problem with the human race. It has been in the brain field. And in the brain field, it analyzes and it takes in and absorbs all the diminishment programs. And either the ego is great or the ego is, oh, I'm so bad. And that is what you're talking about. So if you, if I am talking to your ego, it cannot really hear the kind of frequencies I am bringing to you, but your essence is good.
Okay, but how do I get that other part that is so present for everyone? You know, Marilyn, for me, you know, so I know I'm not my name or my history or all the things or even the reflection, but yet there's that duality, let's say. So how do we...
The duality.
Yes,
the duality.
Talk about that.
All right, on Earth right now in the 3D, everyone is living in dualities. Pick your choice, which side you're on at any one time. When you move into the fifth dimension, dualities simply collapse and you are in unity. The same thing happens within you. You become a unified field of what? Of your soul essence, Alan. It is the soul essence that has been separated out from the ego. And the ego is personality, history, family, and programs.
So I can live, and everyone else, of course, can live from their soul essence. And that's their magnificence. So to do that, it's just to play and be ourselves, right?
I mean, it is to, of course, be in situations where you know that signature of essence, and you know who, you know where, you know what begins to stimulate that place in you. You know things in your mission. You know you love to go out and find out information. You love to share this information. You are such a cosmic networker, really, on Earth. You have this amazing deep ability, and that, I would say, comes from your essence, not your ego.
No, it does. I mean, when you're talking about it, I feel like, yes, of course, you're getting beyond the egoic sense. You're talking to the part that hears it from the soul essence.
So wonder if your ego didn't receive it. Wonder if sitting with me right now, instead of putting it through your ego, you could just feel it.
I did. My ego didn't receive it. My ego, I don't even know what that means anymore, actually.
There you go. See, it's already dissolving.
It is dissolving. But then I go back to, oh yeah, who am I? What's my name? Where am I going? You know, it's there. It's something is still there. I haven't totally dissolved into it. Maybe something, you know, does it always stay, or does there a moment? Let's talk about your experience. What happened to you?
What do you mean? You mean Zezar?
I mean, no, I mean Zezar itself, whatever it is that you are. But
well, I am sixth dimensional, so okay. I am totally emerged consciousness with all my incarnations, but I stepped down into a fifth dimensional being who is Arcturus and Palladian and Elfian, which is why I can keep with you. It's a beautiful thing because we can choose our genome, you know.
But Cesar is an ego expression of that. I mean, that's what I'm trying to understand. When you call yourself something, you identify as something, and then you say Arcturi, all
so
that.
Let me see.
Yes.
When you go out to smell a rose, when you actually smell it, the essence of it, you need to call it something.
Well, you don't need to. I think it's an maybe you don't need to.
When you actually are having that union with that aroma,
You don't have to call it. It's just a being.
And but when you are having the experience of the essence, do you have to call it anything?
No, you don't have to call it anything.
Exactly. Right. So when I am having an experience with your essence, which I am doing, I am not going to call it anything, not even Alan.
Okay.
I can if you wish.
No, I don't wish to, because that's just a label. I don't even answer to my own name.
But when the humans are, this is funny about humans, when they are having the most ecstatic experiences, what they are doing is having frequency experiences, and sometimes they can't even label what they are.
Right.
That is coming from your, what I call your soul sensory modality essences, that you're able to see beyond, hear beyond, smell beyond, know beyond, bilocate, teleporting, all these things that are gifts in the humans, but they lie in the essence of your soul. So if you can't see that magnificence, that's like the light that lights up all your ability to do. When you're in Alan, the middle of those kind of abilities, there are no labels.
Yeah. So you're in a place where you realize that oneness, and in order to experience this world through Marilyn, you just put a little, you know, tag on and say Zazar. But ultimately, that's doesn't really mean anything, right?
Well, it only means something because it means something to you, and it's a way to communicate. So right. If you wanted to say to somebody, I just smelled something, you might want to say it was a rose.
Right.
So they can direct themselves towards it. That's why you all have labels for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a direction.
But then you start to identify with the label.
Exactly. Even as human, what you're supposed to be, what you're not supposed to be. As a human, you're not supposed to have contact with extraterrestrials. You're not supposed to see angels. You're not supposed to have all these experiences. But what is it in you that has those experiences, Alan? It is this far-reaching essence. I call it the soul. You call it anything you want. But it is the essence of the light you brought in.
So not to get too personal, but are you speaking to me from your soul essence, or
absolutely.
Is there a sense of self? I mean, self in a good way, ego, but not in a negative ego. But is there a sense of individuation, which may be egoic, in a okay sense?
Only in the moment you ask that question. So think of it this way: no is the answer overall.
Right.
But as you want to commune with me, the me of Zazar, then it comes down to that individual who is in that picture, and you can look and see
right,
it.
Right.
Humans need to distinguish those kind of things. But in my higher self, I am in a state of unification.
So tell me about that. So in the state where you're living as your essence, what's the feeling? What do you experience like? So Marilyn is just she's a great person. She's this low level, whatever, and evolving. Nothing personal, man. But, you know, Cesar, this being, what's that experience like? That's what I want you to tell us.
Okay, let me tell you this. That experience is, there is nothing that defines me that keeps me from you. There are no barriers that keeps me from totally feeling the truth of your essence, I see it. And at the same time, I maintain my consciousness in order to see it.
Okay, that's the tricky part, maybe. You maintain your
consciousness,
individuated consciousness, in order to see the totality.
Exactly. But my individual consciousness also lives in totality. So you can pop out of that totality to be the communicator, to be the one who perceives things. And in you, I perceive all kinds of beautiful light and beautiful desire. You have such a beautiful desire for connection.
Yeah.
You really do.
That's, yeah.
Right?
It's my Aquarian, if you want to give it a label. And Sun. Yes.
And when you are in that connective moment with Jen a little bit ago, you're in just a frequency state. Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
So on a Are you physical? I mean,
the fifth dimensional, yeah. There is a picture of what I look like in the physical. Right.
But
I come down to that so Marilyn can chant.
But I want to know what you're feeling in the embodiment, because it's the body that is the separation sometimes. Of course, the mind is the union. But yeah, I'm going to show people what that picture actually looks like. This is you, this is your fifth dimensional beingness. That's a very, what is that movie that just came out? Very Avatar-like of you, yes.
This was done a few years back.
Uh-huh.
And it was done by an artist who came to see me. She came into the interdimensional realm. We talked together and she was able to paint this.
Okay.
It's exactly what Marilyn, by the way, saw.
Okay. So, you have this body and what does it feel like when you're experiencing magnificence? What's the physicality of on that fifth dimension? What is the sensation? I don't know why I'm asking that. I just want to.
But you know why you are asking.
Why? Tell me.
Because you are reaching towards it.
Ah.
Humans do not ask anything that they are not reaching towards. Mm. You are reaching towards this unification field yourself. Mm. You want to know, does it really exist? What is this really about? How are you
experiencing? And what does it feel like? That's the thing.
Okay. Here's what it feels like. Mm. It's lighter. There's more space in the body. It is able to move easier. It is totally, you might see the entire body is soul infused.
Mm-hmm.
In humans, there are parts of the body that are no longer soul infused. There are parts of the brain that are simply not soul infused because humans became separate from their cosmic home. And so they became separate from this soul essence.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're working on. But for me, it is my soul essence, Alan, is what I feel in entirety.
What does that feel like as a sensation? Or you have sensation. So I'm curious, is it ecstasy? Is it joy? I mean, what's soul essence feel like?
So if you can imagine one of the best times in your life,
mm-hmm.
where you felt ecstatic, connected, mm-hmm. safe.
Just a few minutes ago, really.
So that begins to, for you to know what it feels like just a few minutes ago. We have great fun. We have great laughter. We have great bliss, but there is no fear. There is not a word for trust. There is no separation. So I can merge with you while still keeping my separate self.
But you're saying, I'm just saying that can be exist every moment. I mean, I know you're saying that. I'm just trying to get it. That is possible to live in a state of ecstasy.
Every moment. Mm. And this is the ascension process.
Right.
Why you ask these questions is because there is a part in you already leading you to want to find that way to live in that ecstasy and connection. Alan, you have it. It's beautiful. That's why you want to. Come on, Cesar. You tell me what you're keeping secret. What it's like, you know, and you want me to. But I am telling you what is important is your pathway, those moments when you have had that sitting beside me right now, let's have more fun. Let's go to the stars. But you have that. I want to ask you a question.
Anything you want.
I want to know how come you haven't lost that lightness of being.
Why haven't I lost it? You haven't lost it. Oh, that's good. I think I had a lot of love when I was younger, you know.
I can see family.
Of course, there was a lot of emotional drama as well, but the love helped me remember myself, maybe as a young child. Like, you know, I was the eldest, and you know, it sort of sounds ego, but I was sort of the center of attention there of a family that, and so I got a lot of attention, and so I like having attention, but I can also don't need it like maybe some people who didn't get that might need it. So I don't know if that answers your question.
So Alan,
yes,
you are someone who has a hunger to interview people like Marilyn.
I wouldn't say it's a hunger. I'm just clarifying. I would say spreading the joy and possibility. So it's not about it's about, yes, interviewing people can bring that out, but it's like, what is knowledge? What is the soul essence? How many different forms can we communicate it to these people?
But you know, what I am trying to say is you have such a beautiful reaching out to encapsulate exactly the questions you are asking me. You are trying to reach out. I want you to realize that part of you that wants to reach out is because of a part of you that is evolving, that you are, every time you reach out and share information, that is a part of you that is wanting to, you, I would say, okay, maybe not a hunger to interview, but boy, I feel your desire for this evolvement in yourself. And that is what I'm trying to say is your essence.
But can I just clap? Because it's not so much an involvement. Yes, it's an involvement in myself. It's more like, I want to know. I want to experience. I'm asking, reaching out for my particular evolution to share with whatever's out there. But it's a curiosity, and it's fun, and it's a learning, and it's a connection. So maybe you're saying what
so,
you're saying.
So why are you denying? How much? No, listen. Listen to me.
Okay.
Why is it hard for you to realize how beautifully evolving your questing is?
Thank
you. Oh, he finally heard. No, listen. You have a quest that I wish I could bottle to give to other humans. A quest for understanding the evolvement on Earth. Do you realize how important that is, Alan? It's, and you have this specialized skill.
Thank you. I mean, it's fun.
But it's can you take that in for a minute?
Yes.
I want you to pause, because it's not just I'm telling you because it's fun to tell.
I know. Thank you.
You have this questing. And in the questing for all this knowledge, you bring this to the human race and you bring their thirst to their own questing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not doing that. Yes, thank you. I get it. I'm taking it in for a moment. And I'm doing it for me. And if other people can share that, great. And if they can't, well, maybe at some point. But I thank you. I'm just taking it in without deflecting a little bit.
There. He's good. He knows when he deflects.
No, but I'm just trying to. Yes, it's I just really enjoy, you know, connecting with all levels of consciousness.
And where you enjoy is shows you what a gift that is. That enjoyment of being able to do this work is shining a light on the truth of the gift, and you are manifesting that gift. Alan, think about it. If everybody on Earth manifested their particular gifts, the Earth would be
there. I know. Well, that's my...
You are rising up.
Yeah, that's my vision. Thank you. Thank you.
You and even you keep wanting to know more. That energy of wanting to know more will save the Earth.
Yeah. I mean,
no, don't say yeah.
No, I just, you know, I have to be honest, and it's not so much wanting to know more. It's not even about knowing, it's about the fun of exploration, and knowing comes as a result of that. Does that make sense?
And the reason you want to explore?
It's fun to make known the unknown. It's fun. Isn't that?
And the reason you want to make known unknown known?
Because it expands consciousness. I mean, you're still.
And the reason you want to expand consciousness?
That's good. Why? It goes back to fun. What is the reason I want to? Because there's more to me and possibilities, everyone, to see the infinite, to see the source. Is that good?
Oh, that's good. That's good, Alan. No, let me tell you.
Tell me.
You're funny because you have this, and you want to reword it, it's this, it's that. But really what I see that it is your soul essence finding its way out for expansion of consciousness to be one of the new humans?
Yes, I'll
will you accept that?
I'm receiving that. Thank you. I do feel that. I do feel like that's.
But it is interesting to me that someone as light-filled as you. Again, maybe it's time to move on to the next stage, which would be to know that your light filledness has a magnificent effect on the world.
Wow. And that part I don't get. That part's a little bit of, it's like, okay. I mean, I could, okay, what about it? yes. And so.
So let's pause.
Okay.
Your light filled self.
Mm-hmm.
Really, just try to go deeper with this because it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
Is having a magnificent effect on you.
Mm.
It's the truth.
But my immediate response is, isn't everybody?
Why do you have to
include everyone? I know, it's just that ego.
But you
thing.
Know why you just have to?
Why?
Because it's your deflection.
Yes.
You, including
okay.
You.
Okay, say it again.
So listen to me. Now, you have an absolute magnificent effect, your light on the world.
Okay.
You want to deflect and say everyone.
Okay.
Because that's you not able to really say, that's me.
Okay.
From your essence, not your ego.
Okay, I'm going to take, thank you. Okay.
From your essence, Alan.
That's my intention, is to fill the light in people. That is, thank you. Like, yes, that is.
But think about it. Can you feel the light in people, which you do already, without being that light yourself?
You know,
and that's what you are a little shocked to find, that light in yourself.
Yes. But I...
Oh, listen to the butt.
Yeah, no, I know. So if I don't think about it, I just am it. But if I have to think about it, then I get shy.
So here's what I say. Can you feel it?
Think of it. Yeah.
The room doesn't understand.
Well, your reflection, and it all seems sort of set up for today, doesn't it?
It does. You set this up.
Well, we all set it up, but... yes, I don't see the reflection of the I see it as out there, but to say that it's emanating, it's emanating.
You.
Okay, I'll accept it, but it's yeah, okay, great.
So no, right now. No, it's okay,
no,
thanks.
No, thanks. Yeah, okay, tell me.
So the only reason I am here.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I can see your soul essence,
mm-hmm.
Alan. And there are humans who can see this too. It's not just me.
Yeah.
It's not about me.
No.
It's about my ability to see the truth and to say and to sit with you,
mm-hmm.
and reflect back, and then say to you, what if you started to feel your highest?
I'm trying to break through something that's
yes,
in
are.
The way.
Yes, you
are. Why is something still in the way?
Because it's in the way of all humans. Right now, what is happening? As you break through, you will be breaking through for so many. So let it keep breaking through. Your light is so big. Could you just allow yourself to feel that for me? It's so big. Just dance in that. inside. Something has kept you from that, which is why you're such an amazing searcher for it. I love your searching for it. I love your pursuing information, all this. But part of it is to let.
Okay. I'm slowly pushing through the resistance.
That resistance is all human programs.
I mean, I see it around me. I see it in Jen right there, the magnificence I am, that beauty, that joy, that feeling. Hear your willingness, but not to deflect. I see.
So go back in.
Yeah. Okay.
So that what you saw in Jen and Diane, so you resonate with that, or you could not see it.
Exactly.
So go in that place inside that resonates with that. Go in that place inside that resonates with that. That is yours. That is yours.
Yeah, the reflect. Yeah. Okay.
But stay within you. You want to hop out of you like a bunny rabbit too much.
Exactly.
You stay inside to feel your light. I think it is so bright in there, you don't know what to do with it.
Maybe, thank you.
Oh, I don't think maybe.
No, okay. It is bright, but you're seeing, yeah, okay. I'll take it, I accept that. Okay, yeah.
You have this essence that is so, it's trying to find its way out very much.
It is.
Somebody told you to keep it inside.
Yes.
Whoa, somebody said, keep this inside to yourself. If you bring it out, it's going to be egotistical.
Yes.
That is wrong. That is why the human race is in such trouble. That is why there is so much darkness. That is why there is greed and all of this stuff. Because people are afraid to bring this truth out. And once you bring it out, it can be nothing but service. It's such a beautiful love.
And joy and love.
Joy and love and peace and bliss.
Yes.
You ask, how does it feel to live? That's how it feels to live.
So that's what it's like for you, huh?
Absolutely.
Because you're bringing out your essence.
Absolutely. I bring it right to you.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it. But
stay with you.
Okay.
One more minute.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
What if it was true, what I am saying about your beautiful light essence, which of course it is. Right. What if it was absolutely true, and wonder if this block could be dissolved, and wonder then if Alan wandered the world with this light coming to everybody?
Well, I am in a way, yes.
Yes, you are. Even if it's, every human has blocks, keep working.
Right.
But as you work and break through this block, you will break through for 1,000 others.
Yeah. You have to smile.
So here's what I see. Your smile is so potent, but it, this soul essence, this light that you suppress some, tries to come through, and it comes through anyway. But when the block is removed, your smile will light up the world without light bulbs.
Thank you. Okay. I accept that.
That's a good thing.
It's not bad. No, it is a good thing.
But you know, Alan, this process we are talking about together is what every human is going through, of trying to break through these diminishment programs, this separation from cosmic source and cosmic home and all of this. And once you break, really the separation is occurring inside of
everything. Yes, I feel that.
So. Right? It is the ego that tries to separate it out. It's okay, the ego is just trying to help you survive.
Right.
But now it's time for the ego to lay down.
I mean, now sometimes I talk to people who don't even like themselves. At least I like myself, you know, but there's some people whose It's so dense.
Don't like themselves.
Don't like them. It's so dense. I'm talking about.
They suffer from that.
They do. And how do you help them? I guess to shine the light and seeing their magnificence. Is that?
But here's how you help them. Mm-hmm. If you knew, Alan, mm-hmm. that breaking through this yourself, in bringing yourself to a new level, if you knew how potent of healing liqueur that would come out of you, that we can't see it because it's in the invisible, but and others can, some can see it, and your light comes out, and that light wraps around that person who does not light themselves,
right.
And when their free will is ready, they will absorb your light and use it as fuel to begin to light themselves.
Right.
That's how it's hard for humans to know they can help others through the invisible realm, but that is where your light, you can't see yet your soul essence light. That's why you wonder, what is it? What is it? And because humans are so caught in the material world.
But the reason I want them to like themselves is to see their soul essence.
And oh, so you and I like the same thing.
I'm sorry, we have the same job.
We have the same job.
But that's why I want them, because I know I could see the light. You know, I see the light, even though.
But what is so amazing is you see the light because you could not see it.
Right.
It did not resonate.
That's the point I'm trying to get. But yeah.
But you could see it even more. Mm-hmm. And the thing is about you, you want to see the light because you're actually wanting to grow your own light too. And that is not the ego.
Okay.
That is the soul knowing that as the soul grows the light,
mm-hmm. Okay, let me just take that one in for a second. Okay, so say that again. I want to know.
So you want to see others' light, because every time you do, it sparks something in your deeper soul.
Right. Because
and then you grow it bigger, and there is a higher self that knows.
Because you know why?
Yeah.
Because they're me. They're reflecting me. If the beautiful Jen is not seeing her light, then I want that bigger reflection of
exactly
who you are. So
imagine in fifth dimension where I live sometimes.
Yes.
We are all reflecting each other's light. There is no way I would ever want to come and harm you. Mm-hmm. Why? Because your light, yes, it's me. And your light may be uniquely configured in Alan, but there is an essence to it that reflects to me, becomes fuel for me. And so we form a figure eight.
But it's not about you or me when I want to see the light, or maybe it is, but it's all me, it's all you. So that's why you want to help me. Come on, admit it, because you get more of your light. No. I mean, I'm kidding.
I would do. Because it is a grand thing when you see somebody's light turn on. You cannot believe one person going across that barrier, you letting go and coming out even more with your soul light. You know, we can see that into the cosmos.
But it does something for you too,
of
right?
Of course, it does.
What does it do for you?
It expands my light. Uh-huh. It expands. Do you realize Earth is at a tipping point?
Yes.
Listen to me, that it, when Earth tips into that lighted place of the fifth dimension, that it will tip your galaxy, your whole galaxy into a new tipping point, which would tip the whole universe into a new tipping point. This is how light expands light. So, of course, I want that. I want to live in that.
But you do already, though.
Yes, but it's always expanding, moving, right. Moving until all of us go back to source itself. And then that is creates another explosion of light where the universe continues to expand, where source breath turns into sound, turns into the frequencies creating the material world and Alan. And then waiting for Alan in his free will to say, I am all that. And it is so beautiful.
Is that the place you're at where you see you are all that?
You are all that, yes.
You see that?
Absolutely.
So when you see something that of somebody who doesn't know that they're all that, there's a little dent in the bubble. Maybe.
There's a little dent in it, which is why when you say to me, how do I help some, or how do we help someone who doesn't like themselves? You see that dent. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, right. you want to help that.
Right.
The best way you can help that mm-hmm. is to make sure there's no dent
in you. Right. In me.
In you.
There's still a little bit maybe there.
But we all humans have a little bit. Yeah, yeah, you'll be continually working on it, but soon.
But you don't have it, or do you? Come on.
In the way that I'm working towards the sixth dimensional, seventh dimensional.
But what's in the way of that? I mean, what?
Well, you might not understand
the
way. But you know, here's the thing. It is a distracting thing to ask me what is in the way in ways you can't understand.
But it's not that I want to. If you tell me something I don't understand, you plant a seed of possibility that at some point will come into an understanding. Is that fair?
There is always parts of a being that when they begin to emerge into oneness, they go through being able to shed past incarnations, perhaps that were of a lower kind, past right. parallel lives. So we are all on that journey. I am too. Mm-hmm. We are all on that journey of continuing to be so much of the light, but because we're not source, there are parts of us that of course need to be reconfigured, realigned with the light. It looks different than it does on Earth.
Right.
But what it looks like on Earth is really the most biggest epitome of dark versus light. And you know this.
Right. But maybe it's an acceleration for you as well to help the people on Earth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're in figure eight.
Yeah.
Today, your light shines brighter. So does mine. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of the fifth dimension on it. Like what happens to you happens to me.
Yeah.
We are in a figure eight. So, of course, but it is not my ego.
No, I guess. I know.
It is my soul essence of wanting us to be in source dance.
Right. It's that
source dance.
It's a yearning on a soul, like
exactly.
And what happens at the and when we all unify into that dance? Is that just all coming back to oneness? And what's it been for? What's it been about anyway? If we all return to source,
it's about co-creating with source to expand source light. That is the most simple way I can put it. It is about co-creating together, you and I. And in our co-creation together, in our dance together, we increase each other's light. Mm-hmm. And in increasing each other's light, we become more able to be soul creators, to create worlds where there is more light.
Right, right. So, well, for I thought soon because I'm having a good time, not because I'm having a good time, but it's, but the ETs that are visiting us now.
Yes.
They're here also in the way that you are to reflect the light, but they're also working on their own process.
Absolutely. Everyone is working on. I am working on, let me make that clear.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone, every being is working on their own process. Mm-hmm. But as you move up, your own process includes everyone else. Where on Earth, your own process doesn't necessarily, well, you know, there are beings on the Earth, their process, they don't give two hoots about anybody else. But as you move up, your process is about expanding the light between, among, surrounding, and in oneness.
But so what's the purpose of the ETs coming or whoever that is coming here at this time?
The purpose is that Earth is teetering on that tipping point of human consciousness raising up to a vibrational level where they can begin to accept and again reunite with their cosmic home. Mm-hmm. That was the searing separation that happened thousands of years ago. Earth became a floating humans felt they were floating in darkness and they were separated from the ETs, from the celestials, from their soul
essence. Right.
So now coming back to your soul essence is so important because it brings that union, Alan. It brings that union to know that you are not alone in the universe and the extraterrestrials, just like now, if you get sick or you need something, you have flat tire, your neighbors might come to help. The extraterrestrials are your neighbors and some of them are here simply to help.
Yes,
to bring new energy, to open the corridors to the miracle mantle that lies in the fifth dimension that will heal you instantaneously.
And their light, that's a way of giving their light to.
Absolutely.
Yes, I guess.
That is, that when you get to a certain level, there is All you want to do is be of service with your own light.
Because then...
And feel that beautiful unity dance, and that light comes back and it goes... And there is a point at which right now, today, I can't distinguish my light from yours because we are in that merging place.
Yes. And then the rocks, these beautiful red rocks, actually become an extension of me. And they've always been, you know?
They have, and they carry an energy that provides more of those corridors to be felt.
And the other thing I think about incarnation and experience is we're here to bring new possibilities into creation. This is my bottom line philosophy. As creators, we're here to create, to emulate creation.
Absolutely.
And bring more joy through our creative activity.
Exactly.
So
more joy through your music, more joy through your art, more joy through your fun play, more joy through your beautiful expansiveness.
But it also then expands creation itself.
It expands create. That's habit.
Well, I always had that part.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well,
no, it's to expand creation as creators.
Exactly. So let me tell you this. Humans have been self-responders. Everything is about the self and trying to survive and figuring
that's
out.
That's ego self. Right?
That's the ego self. You're moving into being soul creators.
Where
you create the reality yourself. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, every time you create some new reality, you are co-creators with Source.
That's why I call my program New Realities.
Exactly. But and you bring new realities in every time.
Yeah, well, that's my... obsession, my goal, my, and to use my own experience as a reflection for other people listening.
Well, you do this so beautifully. Now, here's what I say to you.
Yes.
As you are doing this, know that you are creating these new realities inside yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to still come back to who you are inside yourself, not to forget that. As you're expanding them and you do that beautifully, you are also expanding your own soul essence light so that it can produce, co-create even more new realities.
And when you say that, I feel like that place of return home. And so I get that from the vibrational field, wherever you're coming from, it's emanating that. So the reality has to emanate from within and that's the new reality as we.
The reality that you bring that is beyond just your human personality and history is that reality that holds the fuel for those new creations you are talking about. Right. And when you sit in your magnificent field without ego, when you sit and feel the actual fuel that it holds, then you are more powerful co-creators with this lightedness in the ascension process. That's what I am talking about.
I'm getting it. No, I got it. I know. I feel. No. And you know.
You are so. Look at you. Look at you. No, I'm. Who else? Is with a human like you.
Well, I don't usually crawl up on my guest lap to do the interview.
Like somebody crawling up on the lap. But I have to say, it feels delightful.
Yes.
You know why? Because you are infusing me with your delight and your fun and your beauty. And you, there aren't many humans quite like you.
Well, I'm glad I'm doing something for you, too. Because
of course you are. But, you know, you always have to think you're doing something for others. No.
But one thing I want to say, and we can keep this going for a long time.
Yes, we can.
But so if we're out there and like calling in these ETs and we're emanating our magnificence and our joy.
Yes.
They respond with that.
That builds the field for contact.
Let's do that.
So one last word on that.
Yes.
When you go into the field to make contact, what you are doing is you are weaving new lines from that separation that happened back to your cosmic home. The extraterrestrials love that. They are waiting for this new corridor that got split off from the human race. They are waiting to weave with you this home that the Earth lives in, a cosmic home with such diversity, right? So when you create your magnificent field, first of all, it is safer for them because to come into the human field that is all crooked, it's not so good.
Wait, let me get that part. So when we emanate our magnificence and our joy out at a CE5, Colson County,
yes, 5,
and we're calling to these beings, we're actually creating a pathway.
Yes, you might even say you are creating a matrix field of consciousness to not only call them, but to join with them.
Right, so we have to get our audience in that state, exactly, of their own magnificence and soul essence, and emanate that. We create a corridor, a highway, a pathway for them to respond as essence.
And that magnificence can be used for fuel to be in a higher consciousness state. And that higher consciousness state makes it safe for you to begin to see who these beings are. Because if you are not in that high consciousness, soul connected state, when you see a praying mantis or an ant being, you might go screaming away.
Right. But when we're in the state, it doesn't matter what we see, because that's the emanation of soul.
Just like when you see those that humans that are less, you might say more dense.
Yeah.
And you're in that state, it doesn't matter. Right. Because you understand it and you can still join with it and bring light. Mm. And that's what it's like. It's no different than what you're trying to work out on Earth. But you have to work more of that out before many extraterrestrials dare come to the Earth.
Right. No, we're doing it. So
yes, you are.
So collectively, me and you and these beautiful people here can do that. But there might be other people that might not. What we just have to keep reflecting the light. Is that it?
You have to keep being the light for it to be reflected, giving the light in service and however those gifts are for you, giving it to each other, coming together in a field of high consciousness and joy. And blissfulness and fun and playfulness, and that creates an actual energetic landing field, conscious landing field for the ETs to come, and you will see their crafts, and sometimes you will see them land, and sometimes you may even be able to meet them. Okay. And this is what is happening now on Earth. This is where the next phase will go, where humans can realize that they too belong in a cosmic home and can raise their level of light.
So we're going to do that. We're going to emanate. If you need help when you're out there, I'm here to help. And we're going to emanate our light, joy, soul essence out to the, and you know, they have to show up because we're sending out a light out.
Because guess what?
What?
What you're sending out is exactly what they are made of. The same light.
Good.
And now you join and you create these ribbons that create this place that you can be together, either in consciousness or actually in physicality.
We're going to do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Cesar. I know you're probably busy, have lots of appointments and luncheons and things to do, you know.
Marilyn does. I go along.
You go along, but in your dimension, you must have something in paperwork. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. But you must have something to do in that dimension.
Teaching that's not quite like this, but we don't have paperwork.
Okay, I'm joking, but yeah.
I think, you know, I have to say this, Alan. I don't think another human has ever joked with me so much. And I just love it because that is so beautiful about a human being. And I thank you for that.
But you know why I'm able to do that?
Why?
Because in reality, we're the same.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I feel your reflection is lighting this reflection.
It's so beautiful to me. I love you, Alan.
Oh, thank you. Now I'm getting suspicious.
See?
No, it's okay. No, thank you for saying that.
So we have a saying in like language that means so much love to you, and it's Mi'ala. And I want to say to you, Mi'ala.
Which means again?
So much love to you.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Mi'ala to you too.
There it goes. See? I was waiting for it to come.
No, I can't relate to those words. I just want to say so much love to you.
Good.
Okay. But whatever you want to interpret. Thank you.
You are a very sovereign being, and I so enjoy that.
Oh, So should we talk to Marilyn again?
Let's talk to Marilyn.
It was a good session. I'm glad. Pass it on to your fellow Zazarians and tell them. Okay. What's the name of those people from the place you're in? Do they have a name?
They just not a name you would recognize. Okay.
How would you say?
It is, you want me to say?
Yeah, I do.
Shaku Malala.
Okay. I have some like anchor picking.
Okay. It's just like language. It doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
But it carries a beautiful frequency.
I get it. No, that's why I just wanted to hear it. So I can, in case I needed a little, refresher, tap back in, I'll just.
So you remember Zazar and you remember Miela. Miela carries a huge love frequency. Mm-hmm. And if you say it, Miela, say it with me. Miela. Say it one more time.
Miela. I think I have too much attachment to the word. I'd rather say, I see the love in you.
That's your sovereignty and I love it. So
I mean, but it's okay. If it works for you, I'll say it for you.
No, you don't say it for me.
No, but I mean, I know what you're trying to say, but I'm working on it, okay?
I know you are. I know you.
All right. Thank you. So has Marilyn been around?
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me just.
Where are you going, though?
I'm going so she can.
But where are you going when you go?
Let's just say it's a little bit of a place right above here. Okay. I'm going to hang out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Say hello.
It's my conscious.
Say hello to your people.
I'll say hello to my people. And one last word to you.
Yes.
Your frequency is so adept at merging your brain. Sometimes wants to stop it.
No.
But your biggest gift is how you're able to, just listen now, merge with others. And it is that essence that is able to give the world so much light. I just want you to remember that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, you're right. There's some people I don't want to merge with, but most people, it's fun, the merging.
It is, I know.
But there's people that, anyway, well, that's a whole other conversation. Thank you for your time. Yes, I like the merging. The merging, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have Marilyn come on.
Okay, thanks. I mean, there really doesn't time. I say thank you for your time, but for your presence.
There you go.
Okay. Were you around? Did you hear that?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you did. You could have jumped in and added some. I mean, you're always invited. Invited. I don't want to leave. But how was that for you?
Well, I don't think I've ever experienced quite like that. That was absolutely amazing. It was. You know what was such a pleasure for me is to see Zazar's absolute playful merging with you.
Yeah.
Was quite astounding.
And that doesn't happen?
Not like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It was good for me.
It was good for me.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
If you want to find out more about Zazar and the work we do, go to theshift.rocks. Theshift.rocks.
R-O-C-K-S.
R-O-C-K-S, not .com, .rocks. Okay. We are The Shift. Be The Shift. Come join us and have some fun with Zazar.
Yeah, have some fun with me and let's get into our essence. And come out. Well, I'm going to host you at some CE5s and we're going to set that doorway open.
This Saturday night.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know if this will be up by then, but in July, actually, hoping to have Cesar and the gang out to it's actually Nine Mountains, which is right next to Earth Dance. So it's right up there in Plain. I'll put this on the website so you can visit all of us. But it's been just
great to be with you.
But no, but when you're in that state of Cesar, are you listening?
The first 6 months to a year, it was, I left entirely. And they would tell me, Jen and Diane, things. He said, I had no idea.
But when you're feeling Cesar and the joy, and that, are you feeling it as well?
Oh, when he's here, it is such strong, powerful energy. There's no way I can't feel what he feels. Right. And there's no way I can't feel what he feels about you.
Ah, that was nice.
So, you know, even though he was sitting here with you, I feel a bond with you. It's crazy.
No, it's not any crazier than anything else. No, but it's like, I have to say, I do feel like you feel like you feel different. You're nice, very nice. But but I felt that bond there. And we're developing. But why? You're magnificent. Not that. Okay, good. But not like Cesar, not comparing you. But why? I mean, why not?
Well, because we're working.
We're working on that. What's that?
He's so evolved.
So are you. So am I. But he's not better than you.
He's not better.
I know, but I think
he's not better.
I feel that you can emanate that from Marilyn.
So can you?
We had a good time.
Right.
No, but I think you can too, because you're that magnificent.
Of course I am. I know.
So what's in the way of that?
not too much now.
Okay. I know. Because I think I feel like there could be this amazing merging. It's a whole other conversation. Thank you. Marilyn, what's your last name again?
Gavicky.
I know. It's been like ages since this. It's like we just went off into some. I think we did.
See, Alan,
yes,
we were not quite in this dimension.
But we were opening the portal to these.
Bingo.
Portal to ascension. Thank you, Marilyn, for your light and allowing the light to come through. And I'm curious what people get from that. I mean, I got something from it. I did. I want to stay in that state. Can tell Cesar to come back and just hang out. we're getting time to go, but thank
you. I'm getting that.
Marilyn, thank you. Thank you for, you know, I know you do this as a beautiful service too.
Absolutely.
I've never fell in love on camera there.
You are extraordinary. And I see it in my magnificence. When you say to me, what's in my way right now?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Me alone.
I see you. Thank you for watching a new reality for me and everybody. Okay. Thanks.